Challenges for nonprofits. Most charitable donations in the United States are received by a few large public charities. While the total amount of donations has increased, the percentage of people donating has decreased. Nonprofits are struggling with a shortage of volunteers, particularly those willing to commit long-term or engage in advocacy. The second major challenge for nonprofits is remaining relevant. Staying important is tough for nonprofits. They don't have much say in policy decisions, and they often have trouble matching their causes with what donors or the government want to fund. This means they might end up focusing on causes just for the money, losing sight of their original goals. Social media tools for organizations. Most nonprofits now use social media a lot. They have at least two accounts, and advocacy groups usually use three or more. Facebook and Twitter are the favorites, while Instagram is getting more popular. Social media is like a ready-made structure for them. It helps decide how they share information and talk with their followers. Every day, these platforms help organizations send messages. These messages are vital for reaching more people, strengthening connections, and keeping people interested. Building connections is the cool part. For example, people can like, share, or comment on messages, creating a chain reaction. Organizations also use hashtags and mentions to connect with more people. Social media is a powerful tool for organizations to get attention and keep people engaged easily. Social media impacts nonprofit messages due to attention competition. Social media is super important for nonprofits to share their messages. But here's the thing. If an organization wants to do well online, it needs a strong and diverse group of followers. Building this group is crucial for getting people interested and engaged. The good part is that it's easy for people to join and leave these online groups. Now, these online groups have weak connections, meaning messages can spread quickly, like the ALS Association's hashtag IceBucketChallenge. But on the flip side, it's harder to grab attention online compared to offline. People's attention spans are short, and organizations often feel pressured to focus on exciting stuff rather than the most important things. This constant need for something new can be tough for nonprofits. For example, in 2015, there was a heartbreaking photo of a Syrian refugee boy who drowned while trying to reach Europe. It got a lot of attention and people were upset. But guess what? After a few months, everyone moved on to other things, even though the situation in Syria was still bad. Nonprofits struggle with this because they have to balance grabbing attention with dealing with important issues. The fast-paced world of social media makes nonprofits rethink how they share messages. Sometimes, they have to focus on dramatic stuff to get noticed, even if it's not the most urgent. An organization's attention hinges on network size, messaging consistency, and content effectiveness. An organization gets attention based on four things: its friends, how it talks to people, timing, and how it talks. The bigger the group of friends, the more people notice its messages. Sending messages often makes them more noticeable. Using hashtags and sharing things with others gets even more attention. But sharing website links or replying to messages doesn't help much. To get noticed, include pictures and videos. Also, use value framing, for example, ethics, moral, fair, etc. This makes people pay more attention. Analyze message attention using qualitative and quantitative methods with machine learning. Understanding why some messages grab people's attention involves using machine learning. This helps create a model for social science research. There are three steps to making this model: figuring out important features, choosing the best ones, and testing the model. Firstly, in the feature part, we look at different things that might make a message get more attention. We have seven categories: network, timing, and content. Then, in the selection part, we pick only the most important things and get rid of the ones that don't matter. An algorithm helps us find the right balance. Lastly, in the testing part, we check how well our model works with new data. This helps us see which things are really important, if they're good or bad for attention, and how these things work together. It's like making our understanding better to know what makes a message stand out. Testing message variables helps organizations understand social media engagement. Testing different things shows that giving lots of info about an organization doesn't make people pay more attention. But if you send too many messages, post automatically on many social media sites, or use too many hashtags, it makes people pay less attention. Having more followers and being on more lists is good for getting people's attention. Pictures and videos make people interested. Sending private messages doesn't get more attention, but it does make relationships with followers stronger. Organizations should speed up, change, and use attention. For nonprofit groups, just grabbing attention isn't useful unless they can turn it into awareness and a strong supporter group. Some people think spending time on social media doesn't help much and might even make offline involvement less. To make social media attention useful, it has to help with important goals. 1. Accelerate attention. Getting attention helps organizations work together with different groups. Hashtags help them reach more people and connect with those who share similar interests. 2. Transform attention. By sending messages and building connections, organizations can change temporary attention into long-lasting social media support. This support helps them find volunteers, get donations, and more. 3. Leverage attention. Organizations can mix online and offline efforts, using attention to support events. Talking about offline activities online helps reach more people, remind them of events, and encourage more participation. Blend offline and online efforts for better advocacy. Use social media to share updates about real-life events as they happen or after they've concluded. These posts can include calls for action to create a sense of urgency, like rallying grassroots support before important policy decision dates. Groups can send direct public messages to policymakers, urging specific actions or publicly acknowledging someone for their decisions. Celebrity poking, or celebrity phishing, mentioning a celebrity in a message hoping they'll share it, can significantly boost an organization's reach and raise awareness of its activities. The public nature of social media messages and the visibility of supporter numbers give advocacy nonprofits more influence when presenting their case to policymakers. Allocate resources, create a focused plan. To do well on social media, you need to put time and skills into it. Even though most platforms are free, your group needs a good plan. Start by figuring out who you want to reach, people who can support your work or are affected by it. Organizations need to figure out what they want to do online. For example, are they all about building a community, sharing their expertise, or just collecting and spreading information? Remember, getting attention is important, but it's not the end goal. Key points. 1. Small charities struggle because big ones get more donations, fewer people are giving, and it's hard to find volunteers for important projects. 2. Nonprofits like using social media, especially Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, to share messages and connect with people. 3. Social media is great for nonprofits, but they have to be quick and catchy to get noticed while still talking about important stuff. 4. To get attention online, nonprofits need big groups of friends, talk often, and use cool pictures and words. Machine learning helps them understand what works best. 5. Nonprofits need to use social media wisely by learning from data, using visuals, and connecting online attention to real-world actions for better impact.